name is Patricia Cota-Robles, and I'm delighted to share this time with you today. We're going to be talking about creating wonderful relationships. This is really a difficult time on this planet, and people are going through so many stressful things that sometimes we just put our relationships on the back burner, which is never a very good idea. One of the most important things about having a loving relationship is learning how to love ourselves. Our relationships actually reflect how we feel and think about ourselves. If we want to create positive, loving relationships, we can do it by shifting our awareness and learning to honor and respect ourselves. It is an immutable, natural law that in order for us to be capable of loving any other part of life, we must first love ourselves and be peaceful and harmonious with who we are. The overwhelming underlying factor in every failure, every challenge, every painful experience, regardless of whether we've recognized it or not, is usually an enduring, deep-seated belief of unworthiness and low self-esteem. So today, as you listen to this program, we're going to join energies with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with us. And through our collective consciousness, we're going to create a chalice of light that will help us draw forth the illumined truth, the love, and the understanding that will help shift the way we feel about ourselves and our relationships. Remember that we're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to our program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being woven in to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this activity of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity today, you will bless humanity and all life, and will work together to heal the maladies manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'll be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program. But once again, I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge applies to your life. How will it assist you in improving the quality of the things happening in your everyday life experience? Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now, experience the infinite love of God that is flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress daily and hourly through these wondrous but extremely challenging times on earth. Remember, the past is over, and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind, and be here now. As we prepare ourselves to absorb this sacred knowledge, please join with me in one point of consciousness for our opening meditation. I will state this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience it tangibly and personally. Please join with me now with the full power of your attention, knowing that even though it is being stated in the first person for each of us individually, simultaneously we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, and we are invoking this light through the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth, And as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. Breathe in deeply now and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I focus on the divinity pulsating within my heart flame. I have walked through the winter of my discontent into the glory of a new day filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I am ascending into my I Am presence. In perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on earth, I now know that the love nature of my Mother God has returned to earth. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am embodied on earth at this time. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence into my four earthly bodies at an atomic cellular level, thus filling every electron, every atom, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of my bodies with the fifth-dimensional, multifaceted, multidimensional solar light of my I Am presence. This integration is now allowing my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, I realize that my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions are now reflecting the divine love, harmony, and balance of my Father, Mother, God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite physical perfection of heaven on earth. This may seem too good to be true, but I know through all levels of consciousness that it is the divine fiat, the cosmic decree of my Father, Mother, God. And this divine fiat, invoking the full perfection of heaven on earth, is now ringing throughout the universe. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity, and it is being presented to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and right now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates in my heart of hearts, I experience the immortal victorious threefold flame in my heart, expanding and expanding. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my lower human consciousness to release my four earthly bodies. Lower human consciousness, I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity that you have provided for me to learn and grow in the physical plane. But now I am taking command of these earthly vehicles. I am my I Am presence. I am that I am. Lower human consciousness, as the power and love of the beloved I Am presence, I command you now to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my physical body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human consciousness, I now love you free into a higher school of learning where you will be transmuted and transformed into God's infinite perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my earthly bodies, and these vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. I feel myself now ascending in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my solar I Am presence. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my solar I Am presence. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame of my solar I Am presence. I realize that my feet are planted firmly on earth, but simultaneously, I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I know now that I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar I Am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are God beings on every realm associated with this planet. Within my solar I Am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, now liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my earthly bodies, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between the atoms and within the atoms into the solar vibrational frequency of God's infinite perfection. I know with all of the faith and understanding of my I Am presence that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light that is now flowing through every particle of life on this planet, everything that is necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical realm of planet Earth is now flowing through me. This light contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on Earth. I feel all of the energy bonds within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration and consciousness toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. every cell of life on earth is now blazing with the full perfection of the fifth-dimensional solar light from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Within my solar I am presence, I am this divine light of God, liberated in every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. This includes the relationships of all people, organizations, relationships, races, religions, and nations, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being. This light is expanding the sphere of humanity's solar I am presence on Earth into the conscious mind, the feeling world, the physical and etheric strata of all life. With the peace of the great solar quiet, I know this higher reality within my mind, and I am receiving clear divine promptings, ideas, and concepts from my solar I am presence. I feel this higher reality within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. And I am a calm ocean of these divine qualities, blazing forth through the sacred fire breath of the Holy Spirit to bless all life on this sweet earth. This identical activity of pure divine light is manifesting through every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. I am now a living, light-filled temple of indestructible, perfect health, radiant beauty, eternal youth, vitality, and joy. I am the solar-like bodies of I am consciousness, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth through every facet of life evolving on this precious planet. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my body. I allow these divine energies, this sublime perfection from the heart of God, to be easily and effortlessly assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies through my I am presence, which has now taken full dominion of these vehicles. I breathe in deeply and exhale, and when I'm ready, I will open my eyes. Precious Heart, today we're talking about love and transforming our relationships into the immaculate concept of their highest potential. Through the application of the divine qualities of acceptance, gratitude, forgiveness, and love, it is possible for us to transform our relationships with our romantic interests or with our family members, our friends, neighbors, co-workers, and associates from every source of tension, anxiety, frustration, or even anger and hatred. When we transform these vehicles and these relationships, we can express avenues of love, harmony, comfort, joy, peace, and serenity. Through self-awareness, we can learn to use our love and our energy as a positive force in our lives. At any given moment, our life situations are a sum total of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. The electronic energy that we continually use to think, move, feel, breathe, and live in the physical realm is a gift of life that is given to us each and every day by our Father, Mother, God. When we receive this light, it is in a pure and neutral state. As we send this energy forth into the atmosphere through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we have the free will to let it pass through us constructively, or we can intercept this pure energy and misqualify it depending on our frame of mind into discord and anger, confusion, depression, or negativity of any kind. What we must always keep in mind is that we are responsible for that decision and how we choose to use this precious gift of life. This electronic energy is intelligent. It has a degree of consciousness, and its purpose is to serve life, to respond to the heart call of the sons and daughters of God who are abiding in this physical plane, learning to be co-creators with our God parents. Once we accept this truth, it will help us to be more responsible about how we use or abuse this precious energy. What actually takes place is that this electronic substance comes forth from the universal source of all life, vibrating at an octave of harmony. It is joyous, buoyant energy, eagerly entering its service to all life. Every moment of the day, we are receiving this energy and charging it, qualifying it with our thoughts and feelings. Depending on our state of mind and our emotions, we either receive this life energy and allow it to pass through us in harmony, which of course blesses all life, or else we can misqualify it with negative thoughts and feelings and send it forth as an inharmonious mutation that causes friction and adds to the chaos on the planet. Once this energy has passed through us into the physical realm, it will always remain as part of our overall energy. There is no way of destroying energy. All we have the ability to do is to transmute the negative energy that we have misqualified back into its original vibration. And we do this by sending positive energy into it. Since this is the case, the mutations that we have sent forth will keep returning to us over and over again until we transmute them back into positive frequencies of light. Each time this energy returns to us, it is magnified over what we originally sent out because of the energy of a like nature that it accumulates along the way. We've all heard the expression, like attracts like. So as we send forth our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, they move forth from us on electromagnetic currents of energy, very similar to a radio wave or television wave. They are vibrating at whatever megahertz frequency we have qualified them with, and they magnetize to them other energy in the atmosphere that's vibrating at the same frequency. This energy goes out to the person, place, condition, or thing we have sent it to, and then, fulfilling the law of the circle, it returns to the source, and it is magnetized back to our individual heart flame and the pattern of perfection of our own electronic pattern that is vibrating there. This energy returns to us through our normal, everyday life experiences. Natural law uses whatever means are available to us to bring this energy back to us, so that we will have the opportunity to transmute it into its proper vibration. For instance, our misqualified energy can be brought back to us do our interpersonal relationships, our jobs, our health, our daily activities, or whatever other vehicle is available. Our positive energy can be brought back to us through the same situations, individuals, people, places, conditions, and things. Once we accept that every experience in our life is natural law, in kindness, returning the energy we have sent forth, either to bless us, if it is positive energy, or to give us the opportunity to transmute it back into perfection, if it was negative energy. And we will be able to look at our relationships, our trials and our tribulations, the difficult things happening in our lives, as opportunities rather than as challenges. Regardless of just how natural law chooses to return our misqualified energy, whether it is through family problems, problems with other relationships, problems at work, our finances, health, or whatever, it is important for us to really grasp this profound truth. There is not a person, a place, a condition, or a thing that can interject anything into our personal experience which we have not created in some instance, time frame, or dimension. Contemplate that statement. Once again, there is not a person, a place, a condition, or a thing that can interject anything into our personal experience which we have not created in some existence, time frame, or dimension. That is a very powerful truth to think about. Every single person on this planet is special and unique. There are no two people alike. As this electronic energy passes through our heart center into the world of form, it is stamped with our own individual electronic pattern. After the energy completes its journey in the world of form, it returns to the heart flame, pulsating with the same electronic pattern. This explains how natural law can determine what energy belongs to whom. And there is no way that we can disclaim ownership of this returning energy with our electronic pattern stamped on it. The very positive side of this law is that since we have created the negative situations and relationships in our lives by whatever means, deliberate or inadvertent, we have the ability to do something about them. We are not just the victims of circumstance. Accepting responsibility removes the feeling of injustice or the poor me syndrome, and it changes us from thinking that we are victims into knowing that we are the creators of the circumstances manifesting in our lives. We must realize that this energy returns not to plague us and to punish us, but rather it is coming back to us, flowing into our heart flame and our earth experience, to give us the opportunity to change the vibration back into its original frequency. Remember, this is intelligent life. Energy that we have accepted from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, our very life force, and we have taken this pure, neutral energy, and through our negative thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we have distorted this precious gift of life into a gross mutation of its original perfection. It is flowing back to us in loving kindness, to give us an opportunity to love it back into its original perfection. Accepting responsibility for our present life situations does not mean resignation or submission to the negative things that are taking place, but rather It means developing a calm and detached attitude about them, recognizing each situation as an opportunity to transmute our misqualified energy and to literally love this precious life free. When we resent people, places, conditions, and things in our lives, it is usually because we have not understood this principle of the law of the circle. Now that we realize that we have created our present life situations by misqualifying energy through our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions at some time frame or dimension throughout our earthly sojourn, instead of rebelling when this energy is brought back to us to be loved free by the people and situations in our lives, we can look at these circumstances as opportunities to transmute our misqualified energy. And then we can be grateful for this opportunity to transmute this precious gift back into its perfection so that we will no longer have to experience these negative, discordant situations. The more quickly that we learn to transmute the negative circumstances of our lives back into the vibrations of harmony, through the power of God's divine love, forgiveness, acceptance, and transmutation, the more quickly our lives will be the expressions of happiness that we have been yearning for. Because of our lifelong programming, it is very common for us to look at the chaos in our lives, and because we have forgotten this universal law of the circle, we keep asking the questions, why me? We may be driving down the street and someone runs a red light and hits our car. From all outer appearances, we seem to be completely innocent in that situation. But that is never the case. We may say to ourselves, of course it's true that I've been judgmental and critical all my life, but what is that? For no apparent reason. Or our children may be causing us all kinds of problems. Our relatives and friends may be mean and hateful to us. We may become physically ill. We may lose our jobs or develop financial trouble of some nature. We may be miserable in our marriage. We may fall down and break our leg. Or we may have a mental problem and be anxious and confused. We may be robbed. Our house may burn down. We may be involved in a natural disaster of some sort, or any other number of things that can go wrong. It is not important for us to know exactly why these things are happening in our lives. We don't have to go back and dig up the past. This may be something that happened lifetimes ago, that is just now coming back to be healed, something that we have no conscious memory of and will not be able to recognize in this lifetime. It is self-defeating to blame or chastise ourselves for these experiences. Everybody is doing the best they can according to their wisdom and their understanding. If we knew that we were going to be creating these situations in our lives, we wouldn't have done whatever it was that created them in the first place. The only thing that matters is that we acknowledge that somehow, somewhere, sometime, we misqualified this energy. And now, our Father, Mother, God is returning this energy to us through the natural flow of the law of the circle to give us the opportunity to love it free. If we can maintain this attitude, it will greatly assist us in dealing with our negative relationships and the life situations that are surfacing now to be healed and transmuted back into light. We will be able to handle these things calmly and rationally in a detached way that can quickly transmute the energy instead of prolonging the pain and suffering that we feel we're going through. if we can truly grasp the reality, the profound truth, that the persons, places, conditions, and things that are bringing our misqualified energy back to us are just the instruments that the universe is using to bring back our own experiences. It will allow us to be objective about the situation and to detach from them and to not tie into them with more anger or resentment. For instance, if we have a relative or a boss or any other person who is continually causing us problems, we should step back and look at the situation as an objective observer. We should acknowledge that it is not this person's fault, and we must really say to ourselves, this person is just the vehicle being used by the universe to return my own negative energy to me. The truth is, this is our own energy returning to us. And if this person wasn't bringing it back, someone else would. It's just that simple. If we get angry or upset with that person, it only compounds the energy and the problem. Then we have not only the original energy to transmute, but now we've added all this additional anger to it as well. This additional anger will then go out from us again, accumulate more negativity, and then somehow it will be brought back into our life experience at some other time. By responding negatively, we have been creating this vicious circle for ourselves for eons of time. So now we're in the situation that things that are being brought back into our lives are blown entirely out of proportion to what we have actually done. This is why we hear things all the time, like bad things happen to good people. This is why we feel so victimized, because the things that are happening in our lives often seem greatly out of proportion to anything that we are consciously aware of. The process of transmuting the trials and tribulations of our relationships and our lives back into expressions of harmony and balance can be accomplished in 4 easy steps. And if we will just start doing this now with everything that we are experiencing and collectively, we can ask that this process manifest through all of the energy that we have ever misqualified in any lifetime or any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. This way, we will be able to clear up the negativity, the misqualified energy from our past before these things come back as more challenging experiences in our lives. So let's go over this 4-step process. If you want to get a pencil and paper so that you can just easily jot this down, it may help just to trigger the memory of what we're going to be talking about today. This 4-step process is very simple, but it is incredibly powerful. And when we ask our I Am Presence, simply by saying, Beloved I Am Presence, take command of my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and activate this process through me. It is powerful beyond our knowing. The first step in this 4-step process is the step of acceptance. This means that when we are involved in a negative relationship or a negative situation, we need to accept that the people involved are being used simply as instruments to bring our own misqualified energy back to us for requalification. Regardless of how this energy is returned by a person, place, condition, or thing, when a negative situation occurs, we should consciously think to ourselves, this is my own negative energy returning to me. I'm not going to get mad or upset at this person or this condition, because they are just being used as the instrument to return this energy to me. I'm going to step back and I'm going to observe this situation objectively. I'm going to remain centered and calm, and I'm going to handle this situation in the most constructive way possible, and I'm going to love this energy back to its original perfection. Now you can paraphrase this statement any way you want to. I'm going to say it again so that we can again get the concept. This is my own negative energy returning to me. I'm not going to get mad or upset at the person or condition that is bringing this energy to me, because they are just being used as an instrument to return this energy. I'm going to observe this situation objectively, and I'm going to remain centered and calm. I'm going to handle this situation in the most constructive way possible, and I'm going to love this energy back into its original perfection. Then you move on to the second step. The second step is gratitude, one of the most powerful attitudes that we can have about this situation. If we have accepted that we created the situation that is manifesting in our lives, and that this is our own learning experience, we must consciously thank the universe for this opportunity that has been provided for us to transmute our misqualified negative energy from the past back into harmony and balance. We can accomplish this by simply saying, I give thanks to God and the universe, and I am grateful for the opportunity to love this situation, this person, place, condition, or energy that has been brought back to me in this way, free. Once again, I give thanks to the universe and to God, and I am grateful for the opportunity to love the energy being brought back to me by this person, place, condition, or thing. Free. Feel yourself loving this energy free. Then move on to the next step. The third step is forgiveness. After expressing gratitude for the opportunity to heal this energy, we must consciously ask for forgiveness for having misqualified the energy in the first place. We can do this by saying something similar to, or this type of statement, I ask forgiveness for the misqualification of this precious gift of life. I ask forgiveness for all of the energy I have ever misqualified, both known and unknown. And I forgive myself for misqualifying this energy. Once again, I ask forgiveness for the misqualification of this precious gift of life. I ask forgiveness for all other energy I have ever misqualified, both known and unknown. And I forgive myself for misqualifying this energy. Forgiveness is a frequency of the violet flame of infinite transmutation. When we ask for forgiveness, our Father, Mother, God project forth this sacred violet flame. It flows into our heart flame and expands through the stargate of our heart into the person, place, condition, or thing that we have invoked this sacred fire into. So once you invoke the law of forgiveness, see and feel the magnificent frequencies of the violet flame of forgiveness flowing through you into all of the energy that you have ever misqualified. After you feel a sense of completion in that moment, move forward into the fourth step. The fourth step is love. Once the energy has been transmuted and raised into its higher frequency of harmony and balance, you need to flood the location, all of the vortexes and voids where the energy previously existed, with the frequencies of divine love. So after flooding the situation with the violet flame of forgiveness, consciously send the pink essence of pure divine love into the situation. This again is done through creative visualization. The color pink in all of its hues carries the vibration of transfiguring divine love. So to send this love into the circumstance, person, place, condition, or thing in your life that you are transmuting and healing, you need to ask the universal source of all life, our Father, Mother, God, to send forth the pure flame of divine love. Then visualize this pink flame of pure divine love flowing through the stargate of your heart as you project it forth into the situation. As you do this, say to yourself, I am loving all of this energy free in the light. Once again, I am loving all of this energy free in the light. This fourfold activity of acceptance, gratitude, forgiveness, and love creates an extremely powerful force field of constructive energy around us when we invoke it. And as negative energy enters this force field, it is actually raised up from a heavy discordant frequency into the higher harmonious frequency in preparation for its transformation back into the light. This energy is electronic light substance. So as we increase the frequency of vibration from harmony back into discord, it is the same as increasing the voltage of light in a dark room. Darkness cannot be sustained in the presence of light. This discordant situation, person, place, condition, or thing, cannot be sustained in the presence of harmony. So once this negative energy has been transmuted into positive energy again, it will continually remain part of our overall constructive energy, and it will have the effect of magnetizing positive people, places, conditions, and things into our lives. If we daily and hourly transmute the negative energy manifesting in our lives and then discipline ourselves to gain control of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings so that we are not misqualifying our gift of life every day, it will only be a matter of time until we no longer have these negative situations and this negative energy returning to us as the difficult challenges in our lives. If we are no longer misqualifying energy, the situations and people being drawn into our lives will be transformed. This is a universal law of physics. As we learn to handle the negative circumstances of our lives positively and constructively, and transmute the misqualified energy that's returning to us, and project this light into the misqualified energy that we have sent forth in previous time frames or dimensions, to transmute it before it returns to us, eventually, we will not have negative energy returning to us anymore. At this point, our lives and our relationships will truly be transformed into expressions of divine love, harmony, joy, balance, abundance, peace, and every other aspect of our Father, Mother, God. This is what is really pulsating in the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This is what humanity is destined to experience as we move into the frequencies of the fifth dimensional realms of infinite perfection. But as you can understand at this point, it is not this transformation is going to take place because you and I and all of the other evolving souls on this planet are going to learn to follow the path of divine love that the avatars and the Christic presences and the magnificent teachers of our past have left for us in this learning experience. We are not going to move into these frequencies of perfection simply because they were here. We are going to move into these frequencies of perfection because we learn the lessons that they brought to us. We follow their example, and we become those expressions of divine love, harmony, and balance that we are destined to be, the full divine potential of our I Am presence, our true God reality. Now, as we learn to take control of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, our individual lives will change. The universal law is, however, as I am lifted up, all life will be lifted up with me. Now, as our lives change, this doesn't mean that there will no longer be negativity and negative things happening on the planet. Until everyone becomes the master of his or her life, there will probably be negativity of some form. But it means that our own individual lives and our experience does not have to reflect this negativity. And the more we work with these efforts on behalf of humanity, through the laws of acceptance, gratitude, forgiveness, and love, the more we will help transmute the mass consciousness of humanity. That way, humanity will be able to raise their heads above the mud puddle of their own human miscreations, and their I Am presence will be able to take dominion of their lives. Then they will learn how to transmute the past through this process and how to manifest loving relationships through their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, loving experiences, the abundance of God, and the patterns of perfection for the new earth. As we begin to master our lives, we will accomplish what is known as being in the world, but not of it. Then, through our example, we will be able to help our friends and loved ones attain peace in their own lives. And this knowledge of self-mastery will gradually be passed from one person to another until this entire planet is experiencing the universal oneness and reverence for all life. We will then be the peace-commanding presence that we are destined to be, and the initial archetypes for the new earth, which are God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, will be the order of the new day on this precious planet. I know that this may sound too good to be true, but it is happening at this very moment, and you are a catalyst for this transformation. I want to thank you for being here on Earth at this time, and I want to thank you for your willingness to improve the quality of your life and the lives of those who are abiding on this sweet earth. I want to thank you for your willingness to be the open door for the light of the God. You are a powerful force of light on this planet, and you are truly an instrument of God. We at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose have dedicated our lives to making the information from the beings of light in the realms of Lumen Truth available to everyone who is interested. We've been offering free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we freely share this information in as many ways as we can on a global scale. We share this information through our website, through our weekly online radio program, through our free monthly email newsletters. And if you would like to receive this monthly newsletter, you may sign up for it on our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. eraofpeace.org. We have also documented this information from on high in our books, our CDs, tapes, DVDs, and our monthly publication, which is titled Take Charge of Your Life. If you would like to experience any of this information from our website or any of these other avenues, please go to our website and explore this special time with us. Once again, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world. I want to thank you for being with us this day. Apply these precious tools that we've talked about today throughout this week, and you will prove to yourself, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the power of the opportunities being presented to us now. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.